Well, we got a few Saskatchewanians and I guess adopted Saskatchewanians retiring from their collegiate careers this week. And Guillermo Salazar is one of them. Of course, a Calgary resident, grew up there, but spent a lot of junior time up at Waskasoo alongside Alex. And, you know, you're at MJTs in our province, a couple of the juniors and some top five finishes, Guillermo. But, yeah, you know, you go down there 4 years ago to Indiana University of Pennsylvania alongside Alex. Now that you guys have graduated and life is kind of coming up next, what's kind of been fuzzing through your mind the last week or so?
Well, this last week was phenomenal. It was a proper send-off. I feel like myself and Alex had gotten really close to the faculty and the program there at IUP. And we were able to stuck around a few days after regionals, after a disappointing finish. But we stuck around a few days afterwards and, you know, we got to hang out with the athletic director and mainly with our coach, who we had grown so close to, for a couple of days, and then we were able to send off. And there was, it felt like the right time to go and the right time to leave. It was great. It was perfect.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we look back, and I had this chat with you when you committed, right? And we've talked mm-hmm. along the way because you do have that win in 2022 and some great performances by both you guys and your team. So, you know, sounds like everything just kind of, you know, fell into place and worked out well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the right fit right from the beginning, for sure.
Yeah, so a lot of accolades. What's going to really stand out? I mean, maybe it'll just be the guys you met and the memories on the road rather than the scores, but you got to be proud of what you guys accomplished.
Yeah. I think as a team with the athletically, there's a lot to be proud of. I think together we the whole team grew over my 4 years. And, you know, you saw new people coming in and new people go. And it's a lot of adapting, but we were all so good to one another. I think that's what kept us so close and kept us so good over the 4 years. Like you said, you want to sit here and talk about the athletic performances, but truly what made it so special was, you know, van rides and hanging out outside of golf. It's all those times that, you know, are going to stick with me for sure.
For sure. And one thing, I always go back to a podcast I heard with Graham Ballad. I'm not sure if it was the Drive the Green guys out of Moose Jaw or who it was, but he had talked about, you know, going to play college at Boise, and, you know, he had a lot of big schools obviously after him, but he wanted to play. And that's one thing that he's always pointed to kids: go to a place you can play. Every time you guys had an event, I knew you and Alex were going to be on the leaderboard. That had to be important to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what made it so good for me. I mean, my coach was amazing, but we chose a school where we knew we could succeed. And it happened right out of the gun, which was a nice comforting thing that where freshman year, you know, Alex is playing as the one bag and then I win the PSAR championship. We knew right then, we were kind of like, oh, we're going to have a good, you know, 7 semesters left of this. We're going to be, you know, competing for championships all the time. And that was kind of what it ended up being. We kept, you know, placing on leaderboards, and it was just a lot of fun that way. When you get to play, compete, you hear so many stories about guys who go to maybe a school that is a little bigger than what they originally thought, and they never really play for a few years, and that's not what the case was for us, and it was just an awesome experience.
For sure. What about the classroom? You know, it was obviously an important key of it. So how did that all go, and what do you got? What's next?
Yeah, well, the classroom actually went fine. It was they have a lot of good support at IUP, so we were able to hit our goals that we wanted to. And for me, I graduated with an accounting degree, and I just took a job in Austin, Texas. So once I figure out, once the visa stuff all comes through, I'll be on my way down there. So very exciting.
Sounds fantastic for sure. What's next for golf? Just continue to be an amateur and now start playing down in Texas, or what's the plan for you?
I think I'm always going to be playing in small little events around, but golf is probably going to be put more or less a little bit on the back burner for the next few years, at least. But I'll always be playing in little amateur events around in Austin. I'll have to do some research and see what's going on, which for sure they'll have tournaments around, but I can't drop the club for good. So it's one of those things. It's you can't just cold turkey it. I'm going to have to play a bunch of events for a while. So,
well, especially after where it's taking you, right? And, I mean, I ask this, yeah, this question a lot. So, you know, did you ever think golf would take you, you know, places you've been across Canada, at amateur, the championships, you know, obviously traveled definitely the northern states and obviously some southern ones as well. But, you know, you can't put it down because of what golf has given you.
Yeah, it's, well, Alex and I were having this conversation on our long ride home, actually. It was, it's absolutely true. You can't discount that. We said it's unbelievable that we could just play golf and we got to do all the things we got to do. We got to meet the people we want to meet. We got the supporters we want to support and the connections we have now. It's, you know, I give everything that game. It was, it's taken me to different places I had no idea I'd be. No idea I'd be.
The amateur game is obviously, yeah, the amateur game is obviously very popular. You know, those tournaments fill up quickly, mm-hmm, and, you know, there's other age groups and stuff that do need some work. And I know associations like ours and many across North America are continuing to work on that. But, you know, for all these youngsters coming up and, you know, looking up to you a little bit and Alex and all the guys and ladies, just what's your message to them if they're, you know, they want to partake in this route and maybe get down to the States and play? Just what would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a little cliche, but I think the main reason that I got to the United States is that I just found a good group of guys in the little tour, and I just loved playing in those tournaments. I would go play in any of those tournaments, and I wanted to score well because I'm competitive by nature, but I think just having the most fun you can. I think kids these days, they get very, very technical, as golf can be a very technical sport, but it's about hitting the high chip shots and screwing around with your buddies. It's not about getting all, you know, aim pointing when you're 10 years old. It's all about, you know, just having a good time and with your friends too. In Saskatchewan is where that all started for me. I'm a core group of guys there that I didn't have in Alberta. And that's where I fell in love with the game. And that's where it became easy for me to go down to the States because I just loved it so much. That's what I would tell everyone else is, you know, make good friends, have fun doing it, and the other parts just follow along.
I guess I do need to ask you, was it your family that had a cabin at the Waskasoo, or kind of what was the connection there?
Yeah, so my family has a cabin up in Waskasoo, and honestly, we went up there during COVID, and that's when, you know, you couldn't travel between borders to go play tournaments. Mm-hmm. So right when we went up there, we changed my home address in Saskatchewan to my cabin in Waskasoo. And then I played tournaments, and then I just kept it that way. And I just I played tournaments all through the summer because I was never in Alberta during the summer. So I would just go up to Saskatchewan and play all the tournaments around there. And it's been good. We still have that place up there in Waskasoo. So if I ever come play a Saskatchewan event, then I might switch back.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as long as you never check that pro box there, G, for me, you're always welcome in our amateur championship here in Saskatchewan. It's been great to follow you for 4 years. Congratulations on all the success. You know, meeting you a few times, and I'm sure I'll pass across again. And thanks for chatting today. Congrats again.
Of course, Clark. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.